Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson, awesome last night. What an awesome game that was in general, really. Two great quarterbacks in division going at it. A back-and-forth game. It seemed like Cincinnati was going to run away with it. The Ravens come on strong at the end. What did you think of those helmets, by the way?
I liked them.
I liked them, too.
Yeah, I liked them a lot, actually. That's a good alternate. That makes. And did you see the video of all the players getting them? And they were pretty jazzed up for them.
Were they? I didn't see that.
Yeah, they liked those. But, you know, it's easy to like things like that when you play well in them and you have Lamar Jackson as your quarterback. Some of the plays he made last night, his touch passing has come so far from early in his career. Not just that throw. There was a throw to Mark Andrews early in the game where he just kind of put it up where he could go get it. It was a beautiful throw. And then he still had some of the runs that he's known for. There was that one where he kept dropping back, three guys chasing him. Then he goes down the sideline. And
that was awesome.
He is not, and that's
did
where
he score
I,
on that, or was he short?
No, he got to like the one.
Yeah,
he
right.
almost got in. He was very, very close, but that's where I say I like Drake May as a runner, but he's not in the Mike Vick, Lamar Jackson.
No.
Like they can do special. They can make elite athletes, big, fast men look just stupid on an NFL field.
Yeah, like you ever when you were a kid, like your dog grabs something and you're chasing the dog and he just like punks you. Like, he fakes one way and goes the other way, and you're like, sitting there with your ankles broken, like, God, that dog. That's, like, what Jackson, you know, like, those guys, they make it look like when I used to chase my dog around when he'd grab my sock or something. And just, you have no chance of catching him.
And then they F with you because they ran that one play on the goal line where he tucked it like he was running, and then he pulls it up and just lobs it. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
You tucked it. If you tuck it, you should have to run. You shouldn't be allowed to throw after that. That's not fair for an edge defender to have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's kind of true. 617-779-7937. Mark is down in Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Andy, I love you. You are the heartbeat of Boston Sports Radio. Arkan?
Yes?
You are, sir, growing on me.
Hey, right. Like a rash.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, I need t-shirts.
Or like a mushroom. You know what I mean. But anyway.
Like a fungus. What's up?
Here's the thing. As you gentlemen both know, I've been a huge Pats fan since 74, the year I was born, and raised in Franklin, Massachusetts. Now I live in Kentucky, and I've seen the ups and downs, of course, like we all have. It's very simple to me. And you both gentlemen are extremely intelligent when it comes to sports radio, especially the Patriots.
Sure.
Look, you have to protect your king, right? That's the number one focus. Protect Mr. Drake May. Throw him a couple, you know, nuggets, somebody to throw to, you know, little weapons here and there. Our defense, we get our health back next season. I'm a half glass, half full type individual. Next year, I'm telling you, brothers, we are going to the playoffs, and we're going to make some noise. Drake May is one of those players that makes you-know-what out of you-know-what, okay?
And that's all he's got to work with this time around, Mark. Thanks for the call. That's the second caller we've had that says the Patriots are going to be in the playoffs next year. We've had two calls that said that today.
I like that. It's also the first call we've had that said, I'm the heartbeat of Boston Sports Radio.
That's true.
I like that.
That was pretty...
I think I should get a t-shirt, though, with heart, H-A-R-T, beat, instead of E-A-R-T.
I think that was what the gentleman was saying there.
Exactly.
I think that was the point.
Yeah. Exactly. I like where Mark's head's at, and you're growing on him, so that's good, I guess.
That's true. That's true. Like a wart. Danny is in the car. Hey, Danny.
So if we are going to protect the king, gentlemen, I think we need three or four 300, 400-pound linemen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Jeremy Tunzel as the example. Round one, 2016, Miami.
Yep.
Jeremy Tunzel, is it? I'm sorry.
It's Laramie Tunzel. That's okay.
Laramie.
Yeah.
Casario then gives up a first-round pick down in Houston. He's a stud offensive lineman. And so I go back to that point of, hey, we need offensive linemen. I don't care if it's guards, tackles, whatever it is they have to do to leverage to get players in the draft or free agency. I'd take it one step further and take all the best offensive linemen in the Canadian Football League and also bring them down for a tryout. I'll listen and hang up.
Okay. Mining the CFL for offensive linemen. That's not what I was not expecting the call to go that way. That was that was interesting. Laramie Tunzel, you remember when he had that bong mask? Remember that video came out of him with the bong mask before the draft? That was hilarious. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And everyone was like, oh, a bong mask? Where do you get one of those? that was a very, very funny thing. And then it didn't affect anything, and he gets drafted, and he's had a great career. So I guess, I don't know. A lot of people freaked out about that.
Point of clarification, I believe Bill O'Brien is the one who traded for him. With the Texans. I believe it predated.
He's been there that long? Wow, okay.
I think so, and I think people criticized O'Brien for giving up too much to go get him, and now he's been seen as a reason why they were able to have a young quarterback have so much success early. Now, I know this year, their offensive line's a bit of an issue, and he's getting sacked quite a bit. I honestly know nothing about the Canadian Football League and their offensive linemen and whether they're any good ones. I haven't heard a lot of stories about guys being great in the CFL and then they come down here and play offensive line here. I'd rather get all the good linemen in like the SEC.
Yeah, that'd be better. I think that's better than trying to go to the Arena League or like the USFL or the CFL or whatever the hell else. NFL Europe, all these things that don't exist anymore. No thanks. I will say this. You ever watch one of those games? Like, you ever see, like, the highlights from the games? The rules are totally different.
Oh, yeah.
And they kick the ball out of bounds and stuff. Like, it's very funny. Yeah. Like, when it looks like a normal game until, like, they do something weird, and you're like, oh, yeah, right. This is, like, that funny football they play up here.
Yeah, you can have, like, the forward motion and the end zones are twice as big. It's 20 yards instead of 10, right, in the back of the end zone.
Right, and I think isn't the goalpost, like, right in the middle of the end zone, like in the old days?
I don't know, but I'm an advocate for that. I think they should bring that back to the NFL. The goal post should be on the goal line. It's where it belonged.
Yeah, it's going to be easy to screen defenders, but hey, whatever.
Exactly.
All right, without any further ado, we are halfway through the NFL season, so let's hand out some awards. All right, where do you want to start with this? We got MVP, we got Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and Coach of the Year. Where would you like to start, Andy?
Let's start with Coach of the Year.
Okay. And are we doing the NFL and the Patriots or just the NFL?
Oh, I have both.
Okay, I have both, too.
Bill Belichick.
No.
Nope.
All right, well, you want me to start or you want to start?
You can start. Go ahead.
My coach of the year, and it's not just because I bet on this, is Andy Reid. We are halfway through the season. Patrick Mahomes is not playing very well. Travis Kelce is a shell of himself. That entire offense is basically nothing, and they're undefeated. They're an undefeated team. I know they have a good defense. I don't think it's just because of the defense. I think it's because in situations at the end of these games, and if you said this 20 years ago, you get laughed right off your bar stool. But Andy Reid is as good at that stuff as anybody in the league. He's good at putting pressure on other coaches. He just gets it. And this team just wins. And I don't know what else you can really say about that. If Mahomes in the offense was looking great and putting up big numbers, I wouldn't say this about Andy Reid. Better not. But the fact that they don't and they're still undefeated, it's got to be him.
Absolutely. Andy Reid, I continue to argue, is making a run at being the best coach of this generation and dethroning Bill Belichick with his team's accomplishments and the longevity of his resume and doing it in multiple cities and everything went back. But everything you just said about him, winning a different way, bringing in DeAndre Hopkins and immediately finding ways to get him injected into the offense and making plays for the offense, the whole thing. Andy Reid, I will go Patriots Coach of the Year, and this is going to be a stunner. Alex Van Pelt.
Wow, that is a stunner.
I think for the work he's done with Drake May. I'm sorry. I love Drake May.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But don't tell me Alex Van Pelt, who we were told was the lone voice that Drake May is going to hear, hasn't done a lot of work to get Drake May on the field, to get Drake May confident. Drake May, you listen to him talking about when they went too high and they dropped the robber and they dropped eight and they rushed five. Like, he sounds like a veteran NFL quarterback breaking down plays. Don't tell me that Alex Van Pelt shouldn't get some credit for that. I don't love his play calling. I don't love his scheme. But I love what he's done with the quarterback.
My Patriots coach of the year is Jeremy, don't call me Jerry Springer, the special teams coordinator who I heard today with Jones and Keefe. I like his hits with Jones and Keefe. And also, I think the special teams group has probably been the most consistent out of any of the three. You get pretty good kick returns there from Marcus Jones. I feel like the kicking game's been good. Not great, but good. And the coverage has been fine. So I give it to Jeremy Springer, but it's because I didn't really want to give it to anybody else. All right, who's your rookie of the year?
So my rookie of the year in the National Football League, I think, is an easy one. I think it is Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
Layup.
Who some people think may be an MVP candidate. He's changed everything there.
I think he's in the MVP conversation, absolutely. Yeah.
He's changed everything there. And then the Patriots, I think this is the easiest one we will ever do. No, it is one guy who's played 3 1/4 games.
Jaheim Bell.
The biggest star on the team. Drake May
is my Patriots rookie. My regular rookies, Jaden Daniels. I did a defensive rookie of the year too, Jared Verse, the edge rusher there, who went
to
18th or 9th. He's been awesome for the Rams so far this year.
He does the Dikembe thing when he rushes the quarterback after he gets him. I like it.
I'm a fan of his, and I liked him coming out of school. So yeah, that's my defensive rookie of the year. How about your defensive player of the year? I'll start with this one. For me, it is Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals, who, despite them losing that game last night, leads the league in sacks. And he's doing that, you remember, with no help on that defensive front. I mean, it's just him. He's the only one getting any pressure. He's the only one on his team that has any QB hits. There's other guy like, you know, TJ Watt and Myles Garrett and some of these other guys who are part of big, tough defenses and big, tough defensive fronts are great players. But I'm giving it to Hendrickson, first of all, because I'm tired of Garrett and I'm tired of Watt, and because Hendrickson has to do it all by himself. So Trey Hendrickson is my defensive player of the year at the half.
Well, you should be tired of Watt because he's the best defensive player in football. He's my defensive player of the year. I think that Steelers defense is really good, and he is the centerpiece of it. I think he's got like 6.5, 7 sacks. He's got a respectable number, but he's got forced fumbles, fumble recoveries. He is around the football, impact player, and he got bonus points from me for his new Dick's commercial with his other brothers, JJ, the fullback one. Have you seen that commercial?
I have, it's pretty funny. Yeah, it's funny.
It made me it was a creative. You don't see too many very creative commercials like that. So the Watt family gets a little over-the-top credit here, Defensive Player of the Year.
I thought those JJ Watt Domino's commercials where he was like lifting the pizza and pretending it was heavy, I don't know why I thought that was funny. Like, there wasn't anything like specially funny about it, but he's funny. I don't know. I think he's funny.
I like him. I know
taking over for Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Patriots fans don't like him. He's always rubbed them the wrong way. You people don't care for him for whatever reason. I like him. He's funny.
I'll take J.J. Watt and the Watt family over Peyton Manning any day of the week. All right, Patriots Defensive Player of the Year. I think I know who this is going to be.
Is there any other option than Gonzo?
There is not.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if it was a trick question.
No,
Christian Gonzalez, number one corner on this team. Now, you poo-pooed him as a top 3 to 5 young corner in the league, but I think that's what he's trending
toward. I'll back off of that. I think he's probably up there. I was just, okay. I couldn't think of, I immediately thought of like Sertan and Gardner and some of those guys. I think he might have passed Gardner this year. Gardner's having a down year.
Yep.
But yeah, I'd say he's up there. He's top 5 at least, sure.
And please don't hold his hits with the Jones and Keith program against him. He's a man of little words. And let's be honest, Rich Keefe asks bad questions. Those are some weird questions.
All right. Yeah, I have Gonzalez, too. Let's see. Offensive player of the year. How about this? Can I give both of mine? Because they're both the same name.
Wait, what?
My offensive player of the year for the NFL and for the Patriots, I'm going to give them both right now because they're both Henry. Derrick Henry, King Henry of the Baltimore Ravens, is the offensive player of the year in the NFL, I think. I think it's an easy one. He scored a touchdown every single week of the season. And Hunter Henry is my offensive player of the year for the Patriots. So those are my Henrys, and those are my offensive players of the year.
So I have a Henry for the Patriots and a Henry that was considered for the NFL. Obviously, Hunter Henry has been the only consistent, reliable. We talked about the other day, his numbers are on pace for career years and receptions and yards, even if the touchdowns aren't quite there. For the NFL, I'm going to go where my money is. I'm going to put my mouth there. And that would be Saquon, I jump backwards, Barkley. I think he's a legit candidate. I think it's Henry and Barkley kind of going back and forth.
Agreed.
Here. He is a centerpiece of that Eagles offense and that play he made last week. Did you see there was a clip making the rounds? I think a high school player tried to do it last night.
So I think the high school kid did it first.
Oh, it didn't go well.
No.
He got like
earth
rock bottomed or yeah. Whatever. I don't even know.
It was
tombstoned, whatever you want to call it.
Whoever's running the Dove Climbing account now, he's got it. That's where I saw it. It's rough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend any of you high school kids listening. You got a game tonight. Don't do the backwards hurdle. It's probably not going to go well. All right. And finally, MVP of the league. Andy, go ahead.
We watched him play quarterback for the Ravens last night. He is the best player in the league. He is the best athlete. He has so much more touch on his passing now. He's had multiple perfect passer ratings. He can make you look silly with his feet. He has a better surrounding cast than ever, and I think that's making his job easier. Like, he can throw it to Zay Flowers, and then Zay Flowers can do little water bug stuff
yep.
all over the field and make plays. But Lamar Jackson, remember when the Patriots passed on him?
Sure do.
They should have taken him. Well, a lot of teams can feel the same way because he is the best player in football right now, and he might win another MVP.
I had a hard time with this because I think there's a lot of good options, including Lamar Jackson, but I landed on Jared Goff. Jared Goff, who is having a monster season in Detroit, on pace right now for about 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions, a 115 QB rating. He's a statue back there, so I'm not talking about him like he's some dynamic playmaker with his feet or anything, but in terms of running that offense and hitting his guys, and he does benefit from a good supporting cast, sure, but he gets him the ball, he gets it on time, and he's been as consistent as anybody this year. He's been better than Mahomes. I'd put him up there with the Jacksons, Burrows, everybody. I think he is a top 5 to top 3 quarterback in the NFL today, and he's my MVP. Who's your Patriots MVP?
You can't spell MVP without May.
True.
Because May is the best damn player on this team. He's the only one we want to watch, and I feel kind of bad giving an award. So they played 9 games, and the guys played 3 games in
right.
a quarter, and we're giving the award to him. But the reality is, that's the way it works. He's played the latest, greatest, most important games. Maybe earlier in the year I would have given it to Jacoby Brissett or Ramondre Stevenson had a couple early good games. But we talked about it. The only guy on the offense, the centerpiece of the offense is Drake May, so that's your MVP.
With your reasoning, that's why I went with Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez is my MVP of the Patriots this
year. Wow, a defensive MVP.
A defensive MVP, and it's only because May hasn't played enough. That's the only reason. He'd be the MVP if he played 5 games or 6 games or something. But 3, that's 1/3 of these games here through the first half. And Gonzalez has been consistent every single week, so I feel like that's shortchanging him a little bit to give it to May. By the end of the season, I'm sure it'll be May. But right now, for me, it's Gonzalez. There you go. Those are our mid-season NFL awards right here on WEEI Afternoons. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We should call them the Hosties.
The Hosties. That's not bad.
Well, because we're the hosts.
I like that.
And we'll call them the Hosties.
We are the hosts. That's true. Host one and host two.
The Hosties with the Mosties.
The Bengals, who lost last night, are a team that drafted a quarterback 1 year and then had another high draft pick the next year, and it looks like the Patriots are going to be right on track to be doing that exact same thing. Should they copy the Bengals? We'll discuss that next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long.
avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.